something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Andy here with a special update on the launch of B Netball. CEO of England Netball, Joanna Adams, has been telling me more about what B Netball is all about. Joe, the B Netball launch was yesterday and it was a great success, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a super success, absolutely. I mean, the children had such an amazing time. You could see how much fun they were having. And we had head teachers there, Sport England were there, local councillors. And I think the whole reception for the new programme was just great. And Ali Oliver's support from Youth Sport Trust as well, you know, getting them to actually support the programme just means a lot to us. So it was great. 18 months in the planning, probably nearly 2 years, but no, we were really thrilled.
It surprised me, but that Youth Sport Trust and your team have obviously revealed some surprising stats about girls' physical activity.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is the thing that we all know, that sport and physical activity is good for you. And I think we always talk about the fact that it is so good for you. But we now need to talk about the fact that there are so many people not doing physical activity. And I think we just need to start to shock people a little bit. I mean, 89% of young women don't do the correct level of physical activity. That's huge. That's 9 in 10. Young women are not actually physically active enough. And I think we do need to start shocking politicians into actually doing something about this.
It's all about inspiring that love of sport through netball as well.
It is. It's about inspiring people. And we're not talking just about netball here. I know when we normally talk, it's always about netball.
Always about
but I
netball.
Think there are so many of us, always about netball. But I think there's so many of us who work in sport now who've recognised this is a real crisis. And actually, collectively, we need to get together. We don't mind if people are playing netball, hockey, football, cricket, whatever it is. But for goodness sake, let's start getting these youngsters active again. 1 in 8 young people say they now suffer from mental illness. I mean, that's just shocking, Andy. You know, that's 3 or 4 in every classroom are saying that they suffer from mental illness. We've got to do something, and sport can't solve everything, but it certainly can go a long way to helping young people just have a form of escapism. And it doesn't have to be traditional sport. You know, it can just be activity.
Youth Sport Trust are on board as well. Huge help.
Oh, It's a huge help. I mean, they've been fighting this agenda for a long time. So I think it's probably more so that they're pleased that sport is now coming with them and helping them, because they've been fighting a bit of a lone voice here. And I don't know if you've ever seen this YouTube video, but there's a video about some inmates in a high security prison in America, and they talk about feeling trapped and isolated. And some people might say, well, so they should be, some might not say that, but they say that hour a day when they get outside is the only time they feel free. And then they're actually told that that's more than most children now spend, and the shock on these people's faces is unbelievable. And I think we need to start shocking people into the fact that, you know, we are going to have a generation of inactive youngsters. And that's not right, not just from the physical activity point of view, but their mental health. It's not good. And the Telegraph, thankfully, have published a letter to Jeremy Hunt and Boris Johnson highlighting this today. So there's a real momentum getting behind it. And you know us at Netball, when we're passionate about something, we want to be a leading voice. And that's what we hope we're doing at the moment. And B Netball's a start of it. You know, it's about making children at the centre of everything we do and giving them netball to help them overcome some of these issues they have at such a young age.
And you said yesterday that they're a picky bunch at best to know exactly what they're like. So it's about getting their ideas. How involved have they been in the development process with Fran and the rest of the team there?
Are hugely involved. So we don't make this stuff up. We don't sit there as a group of middle-aged women going, I think a 7-year-old will like this. We've done masses of research with youngsters. It's been hilarious, some of the stuff that they've told us.
I like the bee netballs.
Oh, the bee netballs are just wonderful. And they came about because actually young girls said that a ball being thrown at them frightens them. So we put a cute face on it. And so they pick it up and they look at it and they kind of fall in love with the ball. And then when it's thrown, they're not scared anymore. So even things like that, we've looked into such detail to make sure that this new product's right. So children were absolutely, they were talked to more than anybody. Then school teachers, to make sure that it was right for the curriculum and it was delivering something that wasn't just sport. You know, this is about physical literacy. And then parents, obviously we spoke to parents, but this has been built around what children have said they like or dislike about sport. And that's the really important thing for us.
What about that initial uptake from schools and essentially, I suppose, the resources for teachers and coaches?
Yeah, they've all been developed. They actually went live yesterday online, so people can go to the England website and they can see all the Be Netball stuff. The resources have gone live. The store's gone live as well, so that's good news. So all that is currently available. And Helen developed this product. Helen Wynne has, you know, given her life to this for the last couple of years. She's been going around the country introducing it to all of our regions, our counties and our schools as well. So they're aware it's coming. They're really excited it's coming. So yeah, now the resources are ready and it's out there.
Maybe somewhere down the line we might see that next George or Fran. And
absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point, to encourage them to love the sport from a very young age, and hopefully they stay with it. And I think everybody's kind of fallen in love a little bit with the catch line around this. So we obviously say that bees love roses and roses need bees, which we thought was just delightful. And I think that's the thing that kind of everybody's held on to, that this is a journey now, right from being a 5, 6, 7 year old right through to either playing walking netball when you're much more mature, or it's your pathway into becoming the next Vitality Rose. So yeah, it's been really well received. It's the start of everybody on their netball journey, and we just hope that so many schools and clubs take the offer up now, and initially that uptake has been good.
You can obviously find out more information on the website englandnetball.co.uk. I didn't manage to get one of those bee balls yesterday, as no doubt they were counted out and counted back in, but that's on my agenda.
We'll make sure you get one for Christmas. Or Andy, when's your birthday? We'll make sure that's your next gift from England Netball. We'll make sure one's on the way, definitely.
Jodie Gibson was at the launch, and she told me how she first got involved with a sport.
It's absolutely amazing just to be out there today and being with the young girls and the young boys talking about this Be Netball, and just seeing them really embracing it and really playing it was just amazing. I started playing netball when I was at 11 actually, in primary school, but I played high five, and just to see for years now that high five has now evolved into Be Netball, it's just an amazing element of the game.
And that's obviously still carried throughout Oldham, throughout Thunder, throughout Stars, and just having something like this at this age just plants that little idea in the head that you can go on and make it something as a career.
Yeah, definitely. It's an amazing opportunity for these young children to really engage in netball and really engage in just team sport as well. Netball can teach them so many different skills that they can transfer into everyday life, and as well it gives them an opportunity to really play these sports, play different sports, and really see if netball is a sport they want to continue to play when they're older, and really make a career out of it. Because netball for me is when I first fell in love with the sport was when I was in primary school. So for these kids to now have this brand new game that they can play from the, I think it's like age of 6 years old, they can play this game now up until they leave primary school, is really amazing. And as well, it teaches them, like I said, so many different qualities about the sport.
And we're constantly finding out more stuff about you day by day.
Yeah.
You wore black plimsolls as well as part of
did, yeah. I think everybody at some point probably wore black pimsolls as part of the primary school PE kit. Yeah, so black pimsolls with a matching, some black shorts and then a bright red polo shirt was my PE kit.
Come a long way now in the Nike stuff, so.
Yeah.
It's nice having somebody like you and the rest of the Roses for these Be Netball participants to look up to now.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing just for these young girls, and not even just young girls as well, but young boys and women and men across the world, across the UK, just to have role models that they can look up to. When I was young, I never necessarily had somebody that I could look up to as a female athlete, so to be in the position now is just incredible. And it's not just netball as well, there's so many different sports, female sports, like the Lionesses, how amazing they're doing at the World Cup. And for these young people, just to look up to them and just have someone that they can really relate to and really admire, it's just an amazing position to be in. And I actually sometimes pinch myself and can't believe that I'm in this position.
You've ticked off L. You've ticked off Vogue. Of Cosmo being on the phone, yeah.
That'll be telling. I can't tell you that.
Been around camp at the minute. Atmosphere good, everybody in good spirits.
Camp's been absolutely amazing. It's been tough, lots of hard sessions, but it's been really fun. I don't know if you've seen it on social media or not, but we spent a lot of our time in between sessions practicing this dance routine led by the Corbin sisters, which was absolutely amazing. And if you haven't seen that, make sure you go check that out on everyone's social media platforms. It's so good. But yeah, it's like I said, it's been tough in some sessions, but it's been really, really fun. And now it's all our focus is on just the World Cup and just making sure that the girls are going to the World Cup fully prepared. I'm just so excited to see what they can do.
But Thunderbear's got in on the act as well, doing it. I don't know if you saw that.
I have, and Thunderbear absolutely nailed it. He absolutely smashed it. So well done, Thunderbear. I love that one.
So B Netball, happy to be at the launch. What B would you use to describe the mood in the England cab at the minute?
B together.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're building up to the Netball World Cup really, really nicely. Special surprises around the corner as well. Can't tell you any more just yet. Maybe next week. You can subscribe for free. Send us a message on Twitter. We're at The Netball Show. And keep up to date on the website, thenetballshow.co.uk.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.